This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it that it does not matter who the host is because, you know, we've been saying that for years. So I think we've kind of already established that point. Anyway, today's Thursday, July the 18th of 2024, day 200th of the year, and only 166 days to go. You know, before you know it, it's going to be all done because that's just kind of the way that it goes. Anyways, we are broadcasting live from Querétaro, Mexico, coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues at that other place.
Jay Allen in the morning on Radio Big.
Yeah, you know, it's a combination of Jay Allen in the morning on Radio Big, Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM. So it is a combo of things going on. No doubt about that as we are doing our thing. So anyways, how have you been? How has the last 24 been? Because, you know, it's always important as we talk about the last 24 because, a lot normally does happen in that time frame, so don't worry about that. Anyways, if you're not familiar with our show, it's about safety in the news, news and safety. We talk a little bit about everything that is going on inside of the world, so don't worry about that. If you're not caught up with your news stuff, we're going to catch you up this morning in regards to what's going on. That is for sure. If you want to interact with the show, it's not a problem to do so. It's really easy. All you have to do is go to call in. Radio.com. That's CallInRadio.com. That's CallInRadio.com. They'll get everything moving and grooving for you. They'll get you into our system. We do text messaging, audio messaging, and video messaging. So you have some options of doing some different things as we get into the multiverse of things. No doubt there. So some information to cover right there for sure. So outside of that, you know, we come in, we talk about news, we talk about safety, we give you a main story, we give you a little bit of everything that's going on. Some people think, it's limited to some other things, but we try to talk about everything. It's just kind of the way that it goes. So as we continue to broadcast from Mexico, no video, just in case, no video if you are looking. I know some people seem to be upset about that. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's a radio show that's also a podcast. You know, do you really need to see me? I still look the same. Not much has changed. Maybe just a year older or so. That's about it. So anyway, with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what was trending?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, a major American manufacturer backs down from DEI policies. And let's see, an indigenous tribe emerges in Peru. Also, Ozzy Osbourne is done with Brit's dancing videos. And Bennifer goes celebrating for their anniversary together. So there you go. And Timothée Chalamet dusts off of table tennis skills. And casting calls, we'll talk about that. And the King opens a new parliament. And we'll talk about that as we get into the Royale. So what do you think? A lot of stuff, little time. So why don't we do this? Why don't we get you into the news and let's start moving and grooving right away with that, because I think it's going to be important.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. J.D. Vance has vowed to help return Donald Trump to the White House in his first speech since being tapped as the former president's 2024 running mate. In his primetime address received by a rapturous crowd of Trump supporters, self-proclaimed hillbilly Vance promoted an America First agenda, railed against illegal immigration, and made a pitch to blue-collar voters.
My fellow Americans, here in this stage and watching at home, this moment is not about me. It's about all of us, and it's about who we're fighting for. President Trump represents America's last best hope to restore what, if lost, may never be found again. A country where a working-class boy born far from the halls of power can stand on this stage as the next vice president of the United States of America.
U.S. President Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. The White House says in a statement he's experiencing mild symptoms and will now self-isolate at home, cutting short his campaign visit to the state of Nevada. Benji Heyer reports from Washington.
Just as Joe Biden tries to shrug off growing concerns about his health and jump back on the campaign trail, he contracts coronavirus. He says he feels good, he's vaccinated and boosted, and it's not the first time he's had COVID. But this is a major blow at such a critical juncture with his rival for the Oval Office, Donald Trump, newly buoyed following his assassination attempt at the weekend. Benji Heyer, Washington.
Over 40 European leaders are gathering in the UK for the European Political Community Summit. The new Labour government says it's a chance to reset relations with the continent after Brexit. Protesters in Bangladesh are enforcing a nationwide shutdown, saying only hospitals and emergency services can run. Six students have been killed in clashes with police and pro-government groups this week. Protesting students want an end to a controversial quota system for families of veterans who fought in Bangladesh's War of Independence in 1971, saying jobs should be given on merit. South Asia correspondent Neha Punia reports.
Student bodies have urged all educational institutions to participate in Thursday's shutdown. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina addressed the nation, where she said she regrets the deaths of the students killed in clashes with the police this week and that she's ordered a judicial probe into the deaths. The Prime Minister also urged students to have faith in the Supreme Court, which will pronounce a decision on the issue of reservations for government jobs in a few weeks' time. But many in Bangladesh have accused the government of mishandling the protests and ordering a crackdown on protesters. All universities have been ordered to stay shut indefinitely.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The United Nations is warning that further regional spillover conflict in the Middle East is increasing by the day. The United Nations Security Council convened a high-level meeting on the ongoing crisis in Gaza. It was chaired by Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. From the UN, Jody Jacobs reports.
Addressing the council on Wednesday, the UN's chief de cabinet, Courtney Rattray, stressed that nothing can justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people. He says that in recent weeks, Israeli military operations and fighting have intensified across the enclave. Security Council members on Wednesday again called for council resolutions for a ceasefire to be implemented. Sergei Lavrov insisting the war must end and the collective punishment of the Palestinian people stopped. Lavrov also accused the United States of fueling the conflict. However, the U.S. told council members that Israel and Hamas have now both agreed to the ceasefire framework. However, there are still some gaps to be closed. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is trying to keep Donald Trump's classified documents case alive. He's filed an appeal after a Trump-appointed judge threw the case out earlier in the week. Tony Waterman reports from Austin.
Jack Smith made his appeal to the 11th Circuit, a court that has previously overturned rulings in this case from Judge Eileen Cannon. On Monday, she dismissed the case, saying Smith's appointment was unconstitutional because only presidents or Congress can appoint special counsels, not a U.S. attorney general. And this is an argument that Trump's lawyers have also been making. Of all of the cases against Trump, this one is considered the strongest. He's pleaded not guilty to 40 counts related to his mishandling of classified documents after leaving the White House.
For more of our reporting from around the world, find us on Facebook. Search Feature Story News. That's the latest Feature Story News. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+
Plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's LADDER life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Thursday and doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. So let's go ahead and get into the shit list right away about all the stuff that's going on. So more details about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump and the murder of Corey Coopertor. So there you go. The local law enforcement officers who spotted the shooter on the roof was boosted up by his partner. That's when the shooter turned his weapon at the officer who was holding onto the ledge with his hands and was unable to reach the weapon or the radio. He then fell to the ground. It is believed that he was ensuing seconds, the shooter fired shots and the officers got on the radio to announce that the shooter was confirmed. The counter snipers reportedly saw the shooter scoping out of their own very position and the rangefinders, according to the reporting by Daily Mail. So that makes it kind of interesting when you start taking a look at it, because all of a sudden you're kind of knowing all this stuff in real time. If you take a look around, there are some pictures that are available directly from the Daily Mail. Take a listen to this. And these are people that are running. I mean, and there's some video from the side and some from the back that are taking place because people are running, and you can hear all the yelling in the background, of course. And this is going on in real time. Nobody knows what's going on. I mean, you see people from the Secret Service standing around. They're showing the crowd. All of a sudden, people are protecting Donald Trump. They're covering him right now as we speak, of course, because there is no video that you can see, but this is what's going on. But this is readily available from the Daily Mail. And so then all of a sudden he stands up, the crowd starts cheering, as you can hear there. So there you go. Still a lot of stuff going on. So there you go. It's going to be some interesting times taking a look going forward, no doubt about that. Let's see what else is going on. The Butler Township Commissioner issued a statement that said the police department had no security detail for this event, and there's even seven officers all assigned for the traffic detail. period. He added that the local police were not assigned any responsibility for securing any part of the site, including the building from where the shooter fired. Let's see. On an ominous note, the commissioner said that anyone who says otherwise is uninformed, lying, or covering their own backsides. Would that be like an ass covering? Because that's what it sounds like. I trust that I am being loud and clear, according to the Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson during the briefing senators on Wednesday by the reps of the Secret Service. The legislators were only allowed to ask in total four questions. He called the briefing unbelievable and uninformative. Major lingering question is, why was Trump not prevented from taking the stage while the shooter was being investigated after being stopped through the security with a rangefinder, then disappearing and then returning with a backpack? He began shooting just minutes into Trump's rally. Also worth asking, with Vice President nominee J.D. Vance now receiving Secret Service protection, how will it possibly be safe for him if they don't have adequate resources to protect Trump in the first place? Just some questions to ask. I mean, I think they're valid questions. And what I always hate about this is that when they start using these terms of they and he and them, like, who in the, you know, who in the are those people? Because that's going to be the other question. Because nobody who ever knows who the them, they, or those are who we're talking about here. I mean, it gets all confusing at times.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this. In a statement issued on Tuesday, agriculture manufacturer John Deere announced that it's stepping back from promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. What? We will no longer be participating in support of external social cultural awareness parades, festivals, or events. It's said in part. The scale back includes removing social motivated messages from training materials and policies, adding the diversity quotas and pronouns identification are not a company policy. The company said that the change are a response to feedback from customers and employees. This is according to USA Today. So this gets pretty interesting when you start thinking about it. And I mean, and there is a giant, and I'm talking about when I say that, giant press release in regards to that stuff going on. So if you go to John Deere on X, you'll see that our customers' trust and confidence is our utmost importance to everyone here at John Deere, and we fully intend to earn it every day and every way that we can. And they go into this long, drawn-out process of exactly what they're doing. So if you go to X and you go to John Deere, you'll see it right there. So there you go. Also, amid development of the Peruvian rainforest, members is one of the most reclusive indigenous communities have taken and spotted increasingly in recent weeks. In one instance, more than 50 members of the Machoto Piro were spotted near a small village in the jungle, and another 17 near a coastal community in Puerto Nuevo. Indigenous advocacy groups say that it's their appearance proves they continue to live in the area, and further lodging efforts should be suspended. According to the government estimates, there are an estimated about 750 Macho Piro living in the jungle of Peru and Brazil. You know, the interesting part here is I'm talking about this. This is coming from the Washington Post. I mean, that seems kind of far reached here. Now, let's take a listen here at some of the stuff that I got going on. So take a listen to this. You can see them from a distance because nobody ever gets by relatively close to the camera. But you can see them kind of running up and down the beachway here, or the waterway. And you can hear them talking very low there, very low. So very interesting on how it all works. So it's going to be interesting to see what ends up taking place because, hey, protected land, that's what it sounds like. Anyways, take a listen to this. Keep your African land snails at home the next time you fly. Yeah, listen to this. Officials in the Detroit Metro Airport say that they intercepted 90, that's 90, live snails in a luggage belonging to a traveler from Ghana at the end of June. The traveler isn't believed to be a smuggler, however, having declared fresh food items on customs forms. So there you go. Such snails are classified as an invasive species and are not allowed into the country. This is according to CBS Detroit. So think about that for a moment. all of a sudden, you know, you're doing your little check TSA style and you have 90 snails. I'm sure you're thinking that something's going on because there's no other way to give any consideration to that stuff besides what's going on in real time. Anyways, meanwhile, in South Korea, after classifying poppies, yeah, poppies as a narcotic, South Korea's Luncheon International Airport has posted a signage reminding travelers not to pack Trader Joe's popular everything but the bagel seasoning mix. One traveler was posted a photo of the giant poster explaining that the policy, and specifically picturing Trader Joe's seasoning bottle and a call to avoid it packing. This is according to NBC News. Now, think about that for a moment. When you're going to do something like this and you're going, hey, you know, I like me some everything, but the bagel sesame, all of a sudden you're taking it with you and all of a sudden you find out that that's not something that you can have. It gets pretty interesting. I've been to the airport so many times recently that I'm amazed on the amount of people that I see dumping coffee, dumping seasoning because they have too much. But this is not even a dump scenario. This is more of along the lines of, hey, you need to get rid of this shit.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so we're going to tread lightly on the next one. Take a listen to this. The latest victim of Disney World's PC crusade is Liver Lips McCrowl. Yeah, one of the 18 animatronic bears featured in the Country Bear Jamboree at the Magic Kingdom. According to Disney blog, the Inside the Magic, the term Liver Lips can be considered derogatory and offensive as it's associated with alcohol abuse and the damage it does to your liver. Therefore, it must be removed at once. Taking the original over the McCrowl, placing it with Romeo McCrowl, a bear who resembles the original, but not so much softer features. In addition to the new bear, a new script and soundtrack has been added to the attraction. No word whether the revamp is or is because of other offensive things. This is according to Inside the Magic. What do you think about this? I mean, it gets kind of interesting because there's a lot of stuff to talk about. So I understand wanting to change and possibly alter, and I understand that Disney has went back with some of their older movies, and they have deemed on Disney Plus in particular that if they believe that something is considered offensive, that they will actually add a line or something, or say, hey, there's some smoking that's taking place, or how it's not cultural norms for nowadays in regards to what was going on then in that particular reference. But do you think that some of these attractions should be entirely changed out? Here's my fear sometimes when we sit out and hang out and talk. In years from now, when I have, let's see, what are we at today? I think 977, maybe 978 of these recordings of the Rated R Safety Show. What will be considered offensive that I said at this time? Isn't that going to be funny?
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, and before I forget, the original McCrowl had been part of the Jamboree for 50 years. No word on how many people led to become alcoholics during that time. I mean, I should probably point that out because that's probably going to be something to consider as well. Also, take a listen to this. The Dow gained about 243 points to close at 41,198 on Wednesday. The S&P lost about 78 points to close at 5,588, and the NASDAQ slid 512 points to close at 17,996. West Texas Intermediate closed at $83 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $85 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.51 on Wednesday. And Bitcoin ticked up about 1%, trading just around $64,400. And there was more than 5,715 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, and more than about 730 cancellations. Yeah, scary times when you think about that. So anyways, Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $251 million jackpot or $118.7 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So I'm going to talk about this because, you know, yesterday was a big day when you start talking about the Emmys. It is the 76th annual Emmy announcement. So that's what's coming up for Wednesday. That was announced on Wednesday. So take a listen to this. Shogun led with the most. the most nominees or nominations with 25, followed by The Bear with 23. Only Murder in the Building at 21. True Detective Night Country with 19. And other notables were Fallout with 16. Baby Reindeer with 11. The Gilded Age with 6. The biggest takeaway was Carol Burnett becoming the oldest female nominee for an Emmy at the age of, you ready for this, 91, for her portrayal of Norma DeLora on the Apple TV show Palm Royale. The Emmys are set for September. No host has been named yet, so I wonder if it will be one of those reoccurring things where people will be available that they'll have multiple, or maybe, you know, you never know. Maybe Will Smith might be available.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. Ozzy Osbourne says that he's done with Britney Spears dancing videos on Instagram. Speaking on his family's podcast, Ozzy said that he's fed up with seeing her, the poor old pop star videos, in which his wife Sharon Osbourne clarified as Spears dancing clips. Every fucking day, Ozzy added, this is according to the U.S. Weekly, so I mean, I don't know, I'm just telling you what the guy said. I mean, whatever, you know, it is kind of weird, but I mean, people can complain about what other people do. Here's the great part about this: if you don't like something that's going on social media, there's a couple of different things you can do. Number one, you don't have to watch it, or number two, you can always unfollow.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's take a look around at some other things that I talked about. I talked about this at the very beginning, so I have to mention it, even though I really don't want to talk about it. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck spent their second wedding anniversary apart this week. She was spotted in the Hamptons while he stayed back in L.A. for work. J-Lo has spent the past few weeks in New York and hasn't been spotted with Affleck for months. According to insiders, the marriage has been over since March. So there you go. That's some information for you if you care about that. Take a listen to this. Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg renewed their vows annually. Annually? Wow, that's some commitment there. She shared a tidbit during their appearance on SiriusXM Let's Talk Off Camera with Kelly Ripa. Kelly Ripa has a SiriusXM show. I didn't even know this. The renewals are something that McCarthy says she used to mock others for and has gone on it for about 10 years now. This is according to People. So hold on. Now, here's my question. Is this like a full-blown, like another wedding type of thing when you're doing the vow renewal? Or is this one of these things that you just kind of go, oh, okay, you know, there's this ceremony that we're just doing. I mean, I remember for the longest time, there was the white rose ceremony that people would do, you know, that you did that on your wedding day. And then later on down in life, if you're having problems, you bust it out with the white rose. What I always find that's funny is that people don't realize that roses and colors actually mean something. They just think that a rose is a rose. I know. Weird stuff. Anyways, it's about 32 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's get into some main story time.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about it because there's always stuff to talk about, things to hang around and things to take a look at. And as we talk today and we take a look about and go around and talk about things, maybe there's some things to consider. When is the last time you went to a training that was off site? When was the last time that you had a training that was involved with other companies that was not your own? When was the last time that you might even did a virtual sequence of events of things that involved other organization that was just not your own? And I'm not talking from a competitive standpoint in regards of, hey, we are a manufacturer of item X and we are doing this trade and this change. I'm talking from a safety perspective. And believe me, I'm not going to be selling you on any kind of training here, but I'm trying to figure this out. You know, sometimes we tend to limit ourselves. Sometimes we tend to talk about things that are going on within our organization and only want to understand we need to bring in X trainer via whatever medium that you want. And this is the only way that we can do it because we have so many trade secrets that we cannot talk about in public. Does this any of this sound familiar? I mean, I'm just asking the question. And let me explain why I ask this. Because I will tell you that when you start taking a look at community of practice, things change for you. If you are limiting yourself to what your organization does, and all of the training that takes place only happen with inside of your org, and you don't bring other people in from the outside or involved with a group with other people, guess how far you're going to go? Think about that for a moment. I don't care what you manufacture. I don't care what you construct. If you have limitations on how you do this, it will always be difficult for you because you cannot compare and contrast, regardless of how you look at it. It be it from a regional standpoint, it be it from a worldwide standpoint. You have to look at these things that if you have a common CEO, a common COO, a common CFO, and I know we talked about alphabet soup earlier in the week, it's stuff that you have to give consideration to, because the limitation will always be is that you'll have the cultural norms of the organization on how things should move forward. So looking at it from the other aspect always makes it interesting. Now, I will tell you, I have been to several, yes, that's with a capital S, just in case, meetings where you have big oil and gas companies, and I'm talking about the bigs, where all of a sudden they are there talking about things that they need to change overall, not in their organization, but into the industry. And those conversations occur by how they take a look at different mediums. And when they're looking at it and they go, okay, if this change is going to take place, this is where we're having problems here. And then we see that we're having problems there. And somebody else from another organization will jump in and say the things that they're having problems with and where their struggles are. And maybe they can take a look at it and go, well, how did you solve this problem? Well, this is how we solved our problem. How did you solve yours? And all of a sudden it changes the community because they're having a conversation. Yes. Are they still competitors? Absolutely. That does not change anything. You're not giving away quote unquote trade secrets. But listen, when we start talking about these bigger picture things, you know, that involve people's lives, people tend to look at it as being the most important thing that goes on. To some people think that still the money-making thing is the most important thing going on in an organization, so you have to keep that in mind too. So as you look at this today, think about it. I'm not saying go to a training. I'm not saying go to a learning in regards of a virtual setup right now. Do this right now. But think about this. How would you bring this in to a community of practice in changing that within your organization? Because listen, this is not an easy thing where some people go, oh my God, we can only talk about this within our organization. This is the stuff that you have to give consideration to if you want to make the world better.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at MobileMobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Well, you know that here at Safety FM and Radio Big, we're always trying to look for life hacks, though. With the busy season just around the corner, you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals for your jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kits, can help you fuel up with fast chef prepared, dietitian approved, and ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. Choose from 34 weekly flavored packs. Dietitian-approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. All you need to do is head over to factorsmeals.com/safetyfm50 and use code safetyfm50 to get 50% off. That's code safetyfm50 at factormeals.com/safetyfm50 to get 50% off. Go there. Do it now.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
We all want to make sure that our family is protected in medical emergencies. What many of us don't realize is that health insurance won't always cover the full amount of an emergency medical flight. Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with high deductibles and copays. That's why an Air Medcare Network membership is so important. As a member, if an emergency arises, you won't see a bill for air medical transport when flown by an AMCN provider. Best of all, a membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. AMCN providers are called upon to transport nearly 100,000 patients a year. This is coverage no family should go without. Now, as a Jay Allen Show listener, you'll get up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Simply visit airmedcarenetwork.com/safety and use the offer code SAFETY. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Warning, listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking truth.
It's in my blood. It's in my blood. I keep on fighting.
Fuck!
K, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show, broadcasting live from Querétaro, Mexico. This right here, it's Young Charlie. Yeah, that's Keep On Fighting, just in case if you were wondering. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Yeah, you know what? I love playing some new music. Take a listen. Yeah, Keep On Fighting. Maybe the timing of this is kind of off. I don't know if I should be playing this, if you know what I'm saying. So there you go. New music always your way, I guess. It's almost like the Whopper. Get it your way. Okay, so let's go ahead and thank Young Charlie for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Let's go ahead and get him back into the move and the groove of the things that we have going on, because that's what we do around here, no doubt about that. So let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. Today we're going to talk about something slightly different. We're going to talk about some self-care. You need to know that you are worth the effort. We all have mental health issues, but we don't start to talk about it, and we don't develop the skills until we go and get support that we need to maintain it. Start building your mental health resiliency today through the introductory mental health toolkits that's available at TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, click on the section that says self-help. If you need some other things readily available for you right now, you can go ahead and go to the Suicide Crisis Lifeline by just dialing 988 or texting 988. Or you can text Write Love on Her Arms, that's TWLOHA.com, to 741741. Listen, let me tell you a little bit about this toolkit, because the toolkit offers accessible and introductory material for mental health exercise tailored for specific needs for you. So think about that for a moment. Each tool is crafted to be completed between 5 to 20 minutes, making an ideal starting point. After all, it's not a matter of the life storms that will come, but how to navigate through them when they do. So think about that. So there you go. TWLOHA.com. Click on the section that says self-help. So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking a little bit about some of the things that are going on inside of the world, because we need to go ahead and do that. So take a listen to this real quick. Here's some information to share with you that you might have not expected. Are you ready? Because I'm going to tell you. A Kenyan distance runner will make history in 2024 at the Paris Olympics by competing in a spray-on. Are you listening to me? Spray-on sneaker. Two-time medalist Helen Orby will be wearing a new type of running shoe from sportswear company On. That's O-N, just in case. The Cloud Boom Strike LS. It's a light spray that models technology that works by placing the foot by the foot form of the arm of a robot as the shoe entire upper part is sprayed on in just 3 minutes. The company says that the sprayer rotates the shoe, applying the material with the characteristics of both plastic and rubber, which lands as a single string that bonds the outside without any glue. It is the sprayed with color, and it cures in about 3 minutes, and the shoe are ready to run. The material is used to form fitting for athletes who that often opt to wear the shoes without socks, and the first form Orby used in the competition at the Boston Marathon back in April, where she won. So no word yet on how to take them off, because I think that that's going to be important. And is the question be, is that impressive? You bet. But let's face it, there hasn't been any Olympics yet where Kenyan distance runner didn't make history in one way or another. So think about that as we are talking. I mean, I have to tell you, there are some things on YouTube that are readily available talking about this shoe, but I'm going to say it's about an 8-minute video, and it's called On, the Secret Light Spray Dream Together. I mean, it's technology that's pretty interesting in regards on how it works. So I'm going to reference this, and I think you know this, and I'm not going to say anything out of school here. If this person ends up winning, there's going to be a whole slew of people having questions of, is it approved technology? Just think about it, because that is the way that things go from time to time. I mean, what else are you going to think about? Because people are going to lose it and go, oh, do they have an unfair advantage? Do you remember when baseball players used to use the contacts that they supposedly had, the bullseye that you could see through it, but nobody else could see it? They said that was an unfair advantage. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of things to think about when it comes to this. There's going to be no doubt there, because that's what happens.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so let's talk about some no-shows. No-shows are a huge problem to restaurants these days, with as many as one in five diners in big cities failing to show up for their reservation. This can leave big financial effects on an already struggling industry, but a new study at Mandal Media shows that 95% of top restaurants are fighting back by charging fees for missed reservations, and sometimes the costs are as much as the dinner would have been. A Michelin star spot in Toronto charges, you ready for this, $350 a person, the cost of an 8-course dinner. While this is nothing new to a Michelin star restaurant, independent spots are starting to do the same. When one Brooklyn, New York eatery charged $20 per person for a missed reservation, no-shows dropped by 90%. So I'd rather be charged for missing a dental appointment. That way, I still get to eat and I don't have to go to the dentist. Well, if you saw my dentist, you probably wouldn't mind going to the dentist. So I disagree with that. Anyways, take a listen to this. The people down under love their coffee so much that Doritos Australia has introduced a new coffee flavored to their famous line of chips. Dorito Cafe, yes, was supported by, they're created with the help of Aussies to get the 3 p.m. slump. Yeah, that's the time the coffee shops in the country typically close their doors. 300 bags of limited edition Doritos coffees ships with them, giving away to any fan. An online reviewer who managed to get his hands on a bag was impressed. What they think next, pineapple pizza? I mean, I think we might already be there. So maybe that's some stuff to think about. Man, the world gets weirder and weirder as we think about some of these things that go on from time to time. No doubt about that. Anyways, 51 minutes past the top of the hour, so I think we should probably do this. You know who I like to talk to? You know who I like to hang out with? You know who I like to hear about what he has going on? Yeah, it's that John Smalls guy. He seems to be very upbeat and positive. So why don't we go ahead and take a listen to what he has to say for sure. Let's do that right now. Not like let's do it yesterday. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Let's hear it.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The Motivation
Minute. Today's quote was submitted by Russell. Bernard Williams said, "Man may never make any material as resilient as the human spirit." I love this. Think about the human spirit. Sometimes it seems like all is lost, but the human spirit can pick you up and dust you off and help you get back on the path to happiness. Every once in a while, we need to lend our human spirit to others who are going through a difficult time. I've been there. When all seems dark and lost, a friend will appear and brighten my day and lift my spirits. I enjoy doing that for others as well. I kind of feel like that's a superpower, to be able to take somebody who is sad and make them happy. It's amazing. If you find yourself in a funk, watch some comedy videos online. It works for me every time. The Motivation
Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Lyndon Johnson's Great Society was a grand idea that failed. Why? Because our relationship to the poor must be guided not only by compassion, but also by Scripture. When we give people a handout rather than a hand up, we create dependency and a sense of entitlement. Rather than helping them achieve personal independence, we have locked them into a cycle of poverty. Leviticus 23:22 says, "When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your land. Leave them for the poor." Lord Jesus, grant us both wisdom and compassion. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Safety in a way never heard of before.
The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so there you go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about this real quick before I get too far away. During the month of September, September the 10th through the 12th to be exact, if you want to come and hang out with us talking about the world of human and organizational performance, we'll be having the Conklin Conference number 3 in Santa Fe, New Mexico. You can find out more information about it by going to safetyfm.io. Once you get there, there'll be information about what's going on in the conference itself. You'll be able to hang out with the likes of Bob Edwards, Andrea Baker, Jen Long, Todd Conklin, of course, will be there, and I will be there, and we'll have some surprises is going on as well. Let's not lie about some of that information right there. So with that being said, safetyfm.io to find out more information about what exactly is going on. So safetyfm.io, September the 10th through the 12th, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Would love to see you there. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. You ready for this? I'm going to tell you this because this one's kind of interesting. Back in 2013, Detroit, Michigan files for Chapter 9 bankruptcy. Yes, Detroit, Michigan. So let's not get confused here. Not a company. We're talking about the state. So that's what we're talking about here. So anyways, take a listen to this. The debt owed is $2.9 billion in government bond debt, $5.9 billion in Detroit water and sewage department debt, $3.5 billion in unfunded pension liability, $5.7 billion in unfunded retiree health and care liability. It is the largest municipal bankruptcy filing in U.S. history with over $18 billion owed. Detroit is also the largest city by population to file for bankruptcy in the U.S. That happened back in 2013. If you're looking at some birthdays that are going on today, let's talk about some of those. Mandy Rose turns 34. Kristen Gray, 38. Chance Crawford, 39. Ryan Cabrera, you know, that guy that's married to Alexa Bliss. Yeah, he turns 42 today. Kristen Bell turns 44. Kelly Riley turns 47. Maya turns 49. Darren Marlikan turns 49. Vin Diesel turns 57 today. Benzino, 59. Wendy Williams turns 60. Richard Bronson turns 74. And Joe Torre, he turns 84 today. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, let's talk about some of those. Insurance Nerd Day. Insurance Nerd Day. Is that like you insure a nerd? Anyways, Nelson Mandela International Day. Is that like the Mandela Effect Day? Maybe that's part of it. National Caviar Day. Black Leaders Awareness Day. National Sour Candy Day. And World Listening Day. Damn it, I feel like I've done too much talking already to celebrate this day. Maybe that's a whole other conversation to have. Anyways, let's talk about this real quick because this is going to be important. If you need a random joke for today, think about this one. 10 years ago today, ask my childhood sweetheart, my best friend, and my most beautiful woman in the world to marry me. All three said no. Yeah, think about that. Anyways, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What has gotten so expensive that you no longer buy it? What came to mind? Because there's probably too many things there. Also, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 5% of people eat this every day. What is it? Ice cream. Yeah, ice cream every day. I'm going to tell you, if you come down to Mexico where I'm hanging out this, you know, for the last little bit, there's like ice cream shops all over the place. I mean, it would be easy to be a 5%er here. No doubt about that. Just to talk about. So there you go. Anyways, thanks you for hanging out with me on this lovely Thursday. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.FM for the next couple hours or so, talking about the world of entertainment and playing some good music. So at least that's what I'm told to say. So there you go. So that's some of the stuff that's going on. If you hang out on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus and understanding that he will be talking about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. So keep that in mind as we are doing it. Anyways, with that being said, that's going to sum up our time together. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.